Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Boy, James, you really leaned into it today.
Yeah, it felt wrong playing anything that didn't, like, at least sound sad.
You let me down a little bit because you could have done the crying song from Roy Orbison.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, man. Well, thank God for the 08 Phillies, 2017 Eagles, and 22 Eagles, or 24 Eagles, sure. You know, giving us something in the last 20 years, but. Look, you got to hand it to the 80 Phillies and the 08 Phillies. They're the only two groups that ever did it. It is hard. It is hard. I mean, I will net out a little different than some this offseason because I'll remind people 5 million times, 12 teams make the playoffs, and it's brutal. And, you know, I expect my team to get eliminated because, you know, that's what the probability tells you. But you just want to see them break through one of these years. And
well, Joe, you brought up the Dodgers so many times, and it sucks, and it's annoying to hear, but it's a perfect example. The Dodgers, what, 14 straight years they made the playoffs. Right. They've won two World Series, and one of them was the 2021, which was, you know, as Bobo as it gets.
That doesn't really count.
Yeah. No, you know, so it's like, you're right. I hate it, and I don't want to hear it right now, but you are right. Like, it's really hard, and just keep making the playoffs, and one of these years you break through, but it's tough.
And by the way, Brewers have made it a decent amount in recent years, and they keep losing, and they might lose in this round.
Six or seven straight for them or something like that, yeah.
Wow. All right. Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, what's going on, pal?
Oh, what a morning. What a just insanely awful 4 days of Philly sports. Kirkring thing was an epically bad decision. I will say this, though. I mean, on the two moments in this series involving Kirkring, he threw an amazing pitch, and the outcome wasn't what we wanted. So I may be in the minority here, but the guy has electric stuff. He's young, and he's cheap. I think he has a spot on next year's team, but I would also understand if the Phillies would just want to move on from him.
Could. There's also this reality. It's 2 years in a row we struggled in the postseason. So you start entering
three.
That.
Three. He wasn't good in the Diamondback series either.
Well, okay. Well. So yeah, that becomes a factor for a team that's likely to make the playoffs again.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm on the keep Kirkring guy, but I'm not, you know, digging my heels in the sand.
It's a bit of a hard sell this morning.
Yeah.
Maybe on Monday.
Maybe on Monday. So... And real quick on the Eagles, like I think I was in a similar boat as Joe. Like I was totally just locked into the Phillies. I had my notifications turned off on my phone. Like my wife was saying, like, you see what just happened in the Eagles game? And I was like, be quiet. You know, but then after the Phillies game, I was just kind of zooming through like the commercials, almost kind of like in a fugue state. Like I didn't even really like wasn't really watching the Eagles game like I normally do. So I was like, do I go back?
I did actually, Joe. I mean, listen, I watched it from 9:55 and took me 2 hours and 10 minutes, whatever the heck that was. I watched the whole thing, and I just think they're not that good. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
This concept that, like, they didn't show up to play, I see it very different. I think they're just not that good.
Well, they've been really good. They've been amongst the best. I take that bet. They've been the best team in the league several weeks. This season.
I don't
so
know about
they
that.
They are that good.
Their record was,
they
but I don't.
They're inconsistent. They've had injuries out the wazoo this season compared to last year that we are now seeing just how detrimental they can be.
Totally. And most are on the defensive side of the football.
Jalen Carter being out yesterday, we saw how big a difference it makes when he doesn't take two or three people every snap.
I agree.
We saw that we could not stop the run.
Yeah. No, and then the Quinion thing, I mean, that could be a month, you know? I mean,
Dickerson.
These cornerbacks are horrendous. Kelee Ringo is not capable of holding down the fort.
I mean,
we cannot go
horrible.
Another week with Kelee Ringo as an outside cornerback.
And they knew that. They knew that in training camp. He's got to do something.
They did, but here we sit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also the Adoree Jackson thing. I mean, when I watch Adoree Jackson, I see Steve Nelson. I see a guy that's a veteran that started in this league is no good.
It's it's a perfect comp. And look, Ja'Quarian Bennett, I know he got hurt, but you trade a fourth-round pick for that guy and got nothing before he got hurt, too.
Yeah. And, guys, let's be real. For all of our excitement about the fact that Mukuba is a ball hawk, and I'll give him that, he is. He's killing them right now. I mean, that guy feels like gives the other team a free touchdown every week. Yeah, I mean, that's horrible. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. And maybe he turns into a good player, but who knows? I mean, that's Twitter poll. And by the way, it's not like Jalex Hunt is lighting the world on fire, not having Nolan Smith. I mean,
we don't have a pass rush.
No pass rush. Hunt. Horrible. Twitter poll brought to us. So this is all part of why I say I think they could miss the playoffs. I really do.
We won't miss the playoffs.
Yeah, we'll see. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Now in stock at Armin Chevrolet, the stylish and safety pack 2026 Equinox. It has arrived. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, first poll question. With the way the Philly season ended, which emotion do you feel more this morning, anger or sadness? All right, let me take some guesses here. Rhea, your anger.
Anger, correct.
Seltzer, your sadness.
You bet.
John, you are straddling the fence, but you're probably more anger.
Yep.
Okay, and I'm more sadness.
Here we go, nailed it.
I'm not sadness. I'm not even close to sadness.
Okay.
I am PO'd.
All right. John, how do you think people voted on online?
I think angry is 60%.
Sadness is 52%.
Man.
Very close right there. Second poll question, do you want Rob Thompson back as the manager next season? Early gut feeling, less than 24 hours from when the season ended. As of right now, John, 67% say no. Mm-hmm. So we'll see where that one goes. Let's also get to the God Adoring window to the weekend. As we look ahead to, well, nothing. We have no Phillies game.
Wow.
We have no Eagles game. No, I actually got one thing for you. So God Adoring window of the weekend. Buy a window and door. I do, but you're not going to like what it is, right?
The Flyers.
Just everyone hang on. Buy a window or door and get the second and a half off with 18-month interest-free financing. Call God Adoring window at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. All right. So with no Phillies, no Eagles, and perhaps some people will even take a week off from the NFL and just say, I need a freaking break, and I wouldn't blame you. Penn State fans obviously know championship hopes are dashed, so who cares what happens the rest of the way now. They've already lost two. Flyers obviously will have another game. I'm not sure which day it is, but they lost last night. They'll play this weekend. But the most interesting thing this weekend, other than, like, do the Phillies announce if Topper's back or not, and I don't think they will. I think that'll stretch at
Can
least
I guess?
Next week. Yeah.
Is it will Joel Embiid play in a preseason game?
Very close. The Sixers have their blue-white annual scrimmage game.
Yeah.
And seriously, like, will Joel Embiid
I'm
play?
Yeah, that's my thought. I didn't realize it wasn't a preseason game. But absolutely.
And it's open to the public. And human beings are going to get the chance to watch that guy either play or not play. And then, of course, if he plays, is he, you know, good Joel or just guy just dragging around Joel? So by like a 27,000 fold margin, the most important thing now that the other two teams aren't going this weekend is what does the big guy have? So we'll see this weekend. Let's get to Joe in Telford. Joe, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, I'm going to add a third answer to that poll, and it's relief. I'm relieved. I mean, can everyone here imagine watching that team to try and win another five games just to get to the World Series?
I disagree with you, Joe. With this starting rotation, they really could have done it, man. It was a joy to watch these guys pitch.
Every other team they played would be worse. Like, the Dodgers are the best team in baseball.
Yeah, but there's no shot these bats could have gotten it going. They are so unreliable. It seems like all they're worried about is the launch angle of the baseball off
coming
off the bat.
But, Joe, not every team was going to bring the Dodgers pitching staff to the Phillies, man. I
no
share
other
your
team, Joe. No other. Yeah. There's no other team in baseball that has as good a pitching staff as the Dodgers. Full stop.
Joe, I share your frustration, but
these big bats have proven that they're unreliable and they can't come up in big moments and they choke.
Harper's
biggest moment was Bedlam at the bank. That's it. That's his biggest moment in Philly. He is not Mr. Philadelphia like he wants to be and like people think he is. It's disappointment year after year with this team. Kevin Long should have been gone in 2023. Thompson should have been gone in 24. Getting no hit in the World Series was the beginning of the end for this team. That was it. And if they don't fire Thompson, Grombowski needs to go. He needs to not be in charge of this organization.
And I want to ask you a question, Joe. Joe, I'm really curious your answer to this. This is a legitimate question.
Yeah.
If the Dodgers lose in the next 10 days to the Brewers or the Cubs, will you feel the same way about the Dodgers?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes.
So you would say if the Dodgers lose next week, they should blow it up?
Who, the Phillies?
The Dodgers.
What do you mean blow it up?
If the Los Angeles Dodgers lose next week, should they fire their manager, their general manager, and get
rid
of their core?
They won the World Series last year. No, they're still in a great
position. So that gives them immunity. Should the Yankees get rid of Aaron Judge? I'm just asking. Like, Joe, what I'm going back at you on is I think you're overrating the ease in winning in the playoffs. I share your frustration, I swear to you. But what you're missing is 11 teams lose in the playoffs and one team wins. And there's always stuff that goes wrong when you lose. And it doesn't mean you stunk or couldn't have won. They just didn't put it together.
But we see the same thing all the time. We see the bats not putting up runs. We see the big swings and moments that you don't need a big swing. You just got to put it in play.
I agree with you on that.
450 foot home runs.
I agree.
So, and Petullo, something needs to be straightened out with that dude. I mean, this play calling is absolutely terrible. Everything. Like I said, I'm relieved that the Phillies don't have to play another five games because imagine that game last night another five times.
Yeah.
I would take that last game another five times.
All right, Joe. Good ending. Good call, buddy. The game was amazing
until the
end.
It was wild.
It was
epic theater for 11 innings.
Ray, I got a prediction for you.
Yes.
You and I, and you know I don't mean this physically.
Yes.
We are going to brawl over the Phillies for the next
season. Oh, 1,000. Oh, Joe, listen, I've held myself back because I'm back in the studio and you're down there. But I, like, James will see you. I'm miming things because I just, here's my whole point is, and that gentleman was right. It's stop telling me the Dodgers were great because these games were close. It's the same problems. Arizona wasn't great.
No, they weren't great.
I agree with that.
The same exact things have gone on.
Yeah, no, you're right, but I think I'm right. All right, let's do what we do every single, and this is going to be an all-timer. Let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
John, real quick before we get to time's yours, do you align more with Ray on that or me?
It's okay, Rhea. John. You're allowed to.
Yeah. I think you and Jimmy are so soft on this team today. I think you and Jimmy are beyond, I don't even understand it, like forgiving to an extent that I cannot comprehend.
Seltzer, this is when I say it's not like when John Ritchie's Eagles lost to the Carolina Panthers with 3 points in a playoff game.
You think I was forgiving? Do you think I was forgiving?
No, I don't.
Of myself or my team moment?
My point, and I'm
joking. I expected forgiveness?
No. I'm just saying the Dodgers are better than the Carolina Panthers. That's all I'm saying. All right, Twitter poll brought to us. And I rarely go there, guys. I'm sorry, not Twitter poll. Time's Yours is brought to us. I had the wrong piece of paper. Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Sports Lounge. Your home field advantage from Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that.
One f***ing run in the biggest game of your life. One run. Wake your f*** up.
Yeah, this is going to be epic right now. Go ahead.
I can't believe I'm sitting here listening to two morons say,
"Oh, man, I'm proud of these guys. They really played hard."
Are you freaking kidding me right now? I don't care if you're proud. I am absolutely pissed. These guys are idiots. They have the baseball IQ of zero. I cannot believe I'm listening to you guys stick up for mistakes.
I'm not sticking
up
for mistakes.
I agree with that. Moronic in many cases.
What was?
And the way that we played, the way we lost with stupid play at times, which really sticks in my craw.
At times. By the way, the ultra irony.
I'm proud of that.
Back to the Stott bunt in game, two? Yeah. You know what's the irony? We were all begging for years that they play more small ball.
Yeah, well, except
that. Have you thought about
that? Situationally.
No, I know. Believe me. You guys know I hated that bunt, and it was a beautiful bunt, and he was still out by.
And then he bunted again.
That one worked. Yeah.
This Eagles team, they have no emotion. They are being bullied on the offensive line and defensive line. This feels like 2023 all over again. They're winning games. You know, they're 4-2. It doesn't feel like 4-2. The offense is stale. Where's the emotion? They're getting out bullied.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think they're very good, but we got a lot to discuss next week. I'll say that.
Kevin Petullo, he is horrible. Our offense is horrible. All other teams make adjustments at halftime. We don't do shit. You know what we do? We think we can roll the exact same offense out there and do the exact same thing. Fire this man now.
Yeah, I think it's a lot more complicated than that, but okay.
Kirk Green's going to get a lot, if not all, the heat this morning. Hey, anybody seen Harper's numbers? Mr. $350 million man, Mr. I want an extension, Mr. I wear the Phillies fanatic cleats and all that, 0-4 in an elimination game?
Yeah.
Look, I think it was 0-5, actually.
Yeah, of all the regulars, he was the worst player they had out there. He was. He did not perform. And with that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
So, John, you know I love Bryce, but this would not be the week for him to go into John Middleton's office and ask for more money.
Just impossible. Impossible.
Oh, my God. Let's go to...
It was horrendous.
So, 7 years down on the contract, six to go. And he's been, you know, sensational for the bulk of it. But you're getting diminishing returns. And obviously, he bit it pretty hard this playoff run. It's not a run. It was a playoff pit stop because it's over so fast.
So, does he only get worse from here?
Probably. I mean, he'll be better than he was in the postseason. But I think his, like, if you look at his MVP year in 2021, like, that guy's gone. You know, that guy, to me, is totally gone. All right. Normally, it's Joe and Hugh. It's going to be Joe and Hunter Brody in for Hugh today. That's up ahead in a few minutes.
Well, Brodes will be calm.
Brodes. So, let's do it one last time. It kind of became a nice little tradition before the playoff games. You know, 15 seconds from everyone. Rhea, ladies first. Your final salvo as we... close down the show and close down the season.
I will never, ever in my life unsee JT Realmuto pointing to first base.
Yeah.
In my life. It'll stay with me till I die.
Seltzer?
Yeah, I'm both angry and sad. I'm more sad than angry, but I'm angry too. I get people being angry.
They're angry at you for not being angry.
Apparently, man. Look, I just know that's a great, great, great team they lost to, and it sucks, and the mental errors are going to haunt me, and that crying Kirk Ring play will literally, I will in a lot of ways never get over it in certain ways, but you know, there's going to be changes. I'm just bummed. I'm just bummed today. I'm really sad today.
John?
I'm angry today. I'm angry at 1 through 3. I'm angry at Rob Thompson. And I'm sorry for Rob Thompson's sake that it went the way that it did. The manager, the lineup, 1 through 3, Kirk Ring, inexcusable. I am a lot less forgiving than you are, Joe.
So where I'm at is this. I do think they'll be back over the next couple of years, the playoff team, because of the starting pitching. But you only get so many cracks, and they blew one of them. And I think they largely blew it because they were one or two batters short in the lineup the whole year. I felt it the whole time, and it's why I told you pretty much the whole year I never felt they got to the point that they were a great team. I think they were close to the Dodgers, but I think that difference between really, really good and great is what defined the difference between the Phillies and the Dodgers. I think it's why the Dodgers won and the Phillies lost. And they've got some serious work to do because this is not just Tinker. This is Tinker Plus. They got to make one or two really big adjustments to try to supercharge this thing for next year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.